Ashishlach, Nez Nashim, Hagadol, Tashin Ayin, Beis, Yat Nishmai. Parsha in the pasuk, this is Parsha Shlach, the pasuk, Yud Gimel Chav Zayin. Yisapri lo v'yermu bono la'aretz asher shlachtano v'gam zavas halov udvash hi izer pirya. So that's the Malachim said that it's also zavas halov udvash. In Yudal Ches, Kolim said, or actually in Zayin he says, Toi v'aretz moid moid, v'chavetz bono Hashem aviyah san la'aretz hazois and asana lanu, eretz asher hi zavas Cholov udvash. So the Meragim said v'gam zavas cholov udvash, and the Kolim said he zavas cholov udvash. What's the pshat? So Zmaim l'Torah is mazber that we see in Parshas Korach that Dathan and Aviram had tainus on Moshe. Hamat ki lisonom eretz zavas cholov udvash. He took us out of eretz zavas cholov udvash, which means that Mitzrayim was eretz zavas cholov udvash. And you just let us, let me say, a midbar. So the Meragim were saying when they came back from Eretz Yisrael, they said Eretz Yisrael is legam he eretz zavas gam eretz zavas cholov udvash. Dainu, and Mitzrayim is a much better place. Has much more gashmius, and the Meila Eretz Yisrael also is, but Shemaisa Tzekel Soif. It's all the gum. And that Kolim said, no. Eretz Yisrael, he zavas chol udvash. This is the place which has the most Torah, it's the only place that has Eretz chol udvash, is Eretz Yisrael, and doesn't compare, Mitzrayim does not compare to Eretz Yisrael. As the Pasuk, see the Pasuk in Dvarim, Yud, Aleph, Yud, Ki ha'aretz asher atah bo shama l'rishta, lo keretz Mitzrayim. And Rashi's Masber, Ela toiva menu. That Eretz Yisrael is the spitz Toiva. You have to ask the Sarachi, and what's the Machlekes over here that the Meragim said Mitzrayim is more Zavas Chol Udvash, and Kol says Eretz Yisrael is more Zavas Chol Udvash. We're talking about the Dor Deya that I heard from Shemer Brevda Shemer Fu Shlema that the Dor Deya when Madrega, six Madregas higher than the Yira, and they're arguing where the best place this is a better place Chol Udvash. It's not like, you know, someone comes, you have an argument which is the best restaurant here or in Woodburn. That's not Chas v'Shalom to think that they're arguing where they can have the best geschmack. So what's the machlekes of here? What is the pshat that they're having we have to go to Eretz Yisrael because it's time my mind, it's Eretz Yisrael, it's Chol Udvash. So the pashtis you can learn is the Rambam in Seif Tshuva, Hilchos Tshuva, Test Aleph. Rishdichanu atoyra, shinasa yisoy b'simcha u'b'toyves ha'nefesh. V'nogam v'chach metomid, if we do a v'yis Hashem b'simcha and toyves nefesh, tiyasu imenu kol hadvarm yisonu mula soysa. Hashem will take away all the things that prevent us from being over to Hashem. V'yashpinu lanu kol ha'toyves ha'machazkin es yedenu, lasis kol atoyra. He'll give us everything we need to be over to Hashem, kegoin soiva v'shalom v'rabis kesef ha'zahav. That in order to do a Bais Hashem, you have to have Menuchas HaNefesh. And the Sfornai in this, the Parsha Yudal test is also mashing like that. But that's the side of a Bais Hashem. Even though Mitzrayim was known as a fertile crescent that they had tremendous Gashmis, but it still had more Gashmis. And more Gashmis, Hech attempts to be a Bais Hashem with more Vachas Adas. And, but the Chayyar, the Vadis is Emes, but the Chayyar can say a little tiefer. That the Chayyar, why do you need so much Gashmis? It's not, if you have less Gashmis, you won't be over Hashem, but Simcha Miluchas HaNefesh. So Miller, in his Perish al-Chumash, explains in Parshat Eschan and Vav Gimel, the Pasuk says, K'shadibra Elokai Elokai V'secha L'cha Eretz Zavas Chavul Dvash. And then in Parshat Ekev, Ki Hashem Aviyachal Eretz Toiva. So he explains that the Tachlis of Toiva is to makir how wonderful Kadosh Baruch Hu is to us. And the more Hatava Hashem gives to us, the more He gives to us, the more we receive from Him, the more we are thanking Him, and the more we Oyved Hashem Ba'ava. And that is the Tachlis. So that's not Stam Toiva to receive the Shalom Wisdom, but the more Toiva you receive, the more Brach you have. And not only that, but if we're the only, we're living in Eretz Yisrael, we have the Tava more than any other nation, we see especially Yachas that Kosh Baruch has with Klal Yisrael, that brings to us more Avos of Kosh Baruch, more Avos Hashem, more Simcha and Avos Hashem. So, Kirvas Hashem is the Yisoid of everything. Now we understand that. It's very important. How to be Avos Hashem. This is more Avos Hashem, Tava here Eretz Yisrael, Moed, then Avos Hashem with Simcha more. Avos Hashem with more Kirvas Hashem, more Karsa Tava. That's why we say in the pasuk "V'chalta v'savata rachto." We say in benching. We say we thank Hashem for the aretz almozim because this is the way we can thank Hashem and reach shleimus. That benching is the only bracha that's min haTorah. Every other bracha, even birchas haTorah, the machlekes in the Gemara, birchas haTorah is deraisa or not? But kli alamoida, the benching is deraisa. Why is benching deraisa? Because through the benching, we come to Maka Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we come to the Kirvas Hashem. And it made such a chosh of a zach that we have to have benching as a mitzvah say derives it to Mavarka Kodesh Baruch Hu. We look through the whole benching. No, we thank Hashem because we have such Torah from Kodesh Baruch Hu that's ma'ariv us to thank Him from the beginning of from Nisit Mitzrayim all the way to Mavarka Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring Mashiach because of the Torah that we're receiving. And Rav Dimel explains in the Gemara, God's the Gemara in Mem Dalet Amud Aleph in Brachas that Rabbi Yochanan, we used to go with Rabbi Yochanan to eat Peres Genoser. So if there was 100 people, so every person got 10 portions, and there were 10 people, and we got 100 portions, and we ate it. Mamas Mishtava the light Torah Mizayin as if we didn't eat anything. Rav Huna Ochol Adavish Sodik Lei Tu Dudva Ma'afuse that he ate so much that a fly couldn't stick on his head. Rav Huna Ochol Ad the forehead was shining, and the Rosh Lakish Achol Ad Demar until he went right from Kaila, went Meshuga. Rashi's Masber. So, what's going on over here? Whether they learned until Shavuos and then they had to take a break, so they went up north to enjoy a couple of days. What's going on? They're talking about the Halig Amaraim. What's going on that they're going up? So Rav Dimel explains that it's not enough to know. They wanted to taste it. As the Navi says, Ru'u Surin Echa Mi Bara. Don't just know that there's things. You have to look up. The Shai Navi said, Ru'u Mi Bara Eila. Who created the sun, the stars, and all and everything in Shemayim? Because if you see it, it makes it a bigger Roshim. So he explains that they went there to taste the Peres Kenoisar. By tasting the Peres Kenoisar, they see how much Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, how much Hatava and godless of chesed of Akash Baruch Hu, and through this, it's a hecha tibzit to be carved to Akash Baruch Hu. And Tosis in Brachos Lamed Zayin says, he comes to explain what's a pshat in the bracha of Brain of Fashis. Al kol masher bar, we say al kol masher bar, kol masher baratza. Shagam im loy baran, Tosis Lamed Zayin. Even if Hashem didn't create these things, yechol ayim lechayos beloyhem. Shloy baram ki im latainig ba'alma. Sounds like a very straightforward word over here, but Chas v'Shalom, the Rishonim, we're not used to this misogim, but the Tosfos here says he created ki'im l'tainig ba'alma. What does it mean? Just enjoy and lose yourself? About the Chas v'Shalom, not. The point is to thank Hashem for all that He's given us, and even extra. Hashem went out of His way to give us things that are extra. Hashem could have made, say, we say in Benjamin, chein b'chesed v'rachmim. Hashem could have made everything the same color, all black and all white or gray, and everything eat has the same dull taste, but it gave b'chein, beautiful, b'chesed, the taste. B'rachmim doesn't hurt and it goes down smoothly, you don't feel digestion. It's and way Hashem does it, and it brings tremendous akara and kirvas Hashem. And a person has to be makar toiv. This is the yisoid of being in a true Eved Hashem, is being makar toiv in the godless of what Kosh was giving us. And even if the Tyrena, we don't have Eretz Yisrael, but we have Ramalei Bogadish Toiva. Alta Fatsubatka once saw a Bacher, he was Ba'atzvis. So he walked over to him and said, Mazel Tov! So the Bacher says, What? Mazel Tov! So he says to him, you're alive, Mazel Tov! Okay, fine. It's a Bimaker, the person has a Bimaker, that if he's alive, that's a Mazel Tov. Because life is tremendous chesed. And a person has to look around all the Torahs that he's receiving from all over. The Beis Yosef and Simon Reish Ches brings out a machlekes, what we say in Alam Michya, or Main Shalish, Nachol Mipriyal Esmel Metuva. So what does he say? So it's a shalif. You can't come just to eat. That's why I want Nachol Mipriyal Esmel Metuva. I just want to come to Eretz to eat. So the Beis Yosef says, we're not just coming just down to eat. This is the inyan. Why? To thank Hashem for the toiva. And shum the bracha asif ne achila, since you need or can't stop make a bracha, so you have to have an achila. So Ravakas Kosh Brachu, what in order that we should be able to see we marks the toiva and then thank Hashem for the toiva. And Lamaista, the Rambam, we don't have Mashiach, we don't have Eretz Yisrael the way it's supposed to be. But the Rambam says if a person learns to take simcha with tuvas nefesh, then Kosh Brachu brings him more meruchas nefesh, the more avakas adas. And we have to see that we're surrounded completely by toiv. I once went to visit someone who had a lower leno bypass. So he told me, now, he had a heart attack, had a bypass. And Baruch Shem, I was living quite a few years afterwards. He told me, now he has different kavana in Ashayata. Because he had a heart attack, the blood stopped flowing. Now, Baruch Shem, lower leno, we don't have such things. How much more so we have to say Ashayata with kavana? There's a story with the Shverbska Rebbe, the Rebbe who lived in Belgium for 30, 40 years ago. So he used to go with his Hasidim, he used to go with him on to walk for health. He was walking and on stones, and they didn't like, it's not enjoyable when you walk on stones. So they took him off onto the side to walk on the grass. And they went back onto the stones. They asked the Rebbe, you're not going, you don't have to go any certain place, you're just, I'm going for help, why do you have to go dafka on this path with the stones and rocks? So he said, when I was in Siberia, I had to work very hard and chop trees and bring all the trees and wood and everything to a certain place in Siberia. And it started to rain in the area in the winter, and it was muddy. And Mamish went, we stepped in the mud, every single step was avodas perach. Every single step, and to schlep big wood and everything to schlep it was just too hard, and it was such a tirch, and we have to bring a certain amount, and the goyim chap that we're not bringing enough. And they said the reason is because they can't walk in this mud. So they brought a bunch of stones and rocks, they covered the whole area, and for days we were makar toiv to Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we could walk like normal people. My mission was gevaldik. So just to that, till today, when I see rocks, I walk on rocks, I remember how much that I had a curse of Torah for Kosh Baruch Hu, what he did for me, gave me rocks. And now, Baruch Hashem, we have a regular path, a regular sidewalk. Ever walk on a dirt road, your feet are dirty and there's schmutz and everything. We don't think like this. We don't think of even the simple things that Kosh Baruch Hu is constantly giving us toivas. We're always looking for excitement and everything to have fun. But we're not looking at the pashut zachin that Kosh Baruch Hu gives us, all the pashut things that Hashem gives us, and that is what it will make us a simcha. A person, we have need so many things to make us healthy and happy. A person comes to Second Seder and he starts to learn and he realizes, he chaps that he has an orange left over in his tooth, between his teeth. So it ruins his whole Second Seder. He's trying to learn and who's talking and he's looking for maybe a piece of cloth, something to clean his teeth. And if you just have a floss, mamish should be able to use that. Then he thinks, okay, I'm going to learn, forget about it. And he tries to learn, and then all of a sudden his tongue starts finding it again. It's just a stare. That little prat, something so simple to us that can stare a person completely. When I moved, I went from one house to another house, deer to another deer, so I had about over 100 boxes. And then at the time I had makar toiv to cardboard and tape. Not for carbon and tape, then it would take days to schlep all those things. Here, you just put them in a box, wrap them up in a tape, and then the Arab schleps it, and there you have it. It's gone, finished. In less than a day, everything you move. But you don't realize all these simple things. A person has an ingrown toenail. It's a little bit of, how much percent of the body is a toenail? It's not so bit, not so much, but it's all the person, he has to put his foot up and put it in salt water and this and that, and he can't walk, and it takes him over. And we have the thousands of examples of these things that constantly Hashem is being made to us, and we don't recognize them because, as the Chovis Bava says, Toiv Hashem lakoil v'rubim ke'ivrim. Most people are blind because they don't see that Hashem is constantly being made to us. There's Ben Tzion Bamberger, who was a Mishkiach Katan in Panovich. He used to say Vadim in Nan Beis Medrash. He used to say Vadim. So he once came into the Vad, not set a swarm, he brought a plate and a tomato. And he cut the tomato and explained the beauty, the color, the beauty, the compartments of a tomato, how the seeds are so beautifully set up. And he gave a whole shiur on the beauty of a tomato. So it wasn't a Beis Yaakov class, it was a Bachrim Yulai in Panovich. Because that is a realization of how much a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being made to. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun, says, "Berchaser shall Adam nicker im tamachacham hu im lav." That the person, hey, how he thanks Hashem, you can tell he's tamachacham. Keita, Rabbi Yair, uvetuvay. If he says uvetuvay chayinu, like we say, that's the nusach we have, zet tamachacham. Said mituvay chayinu. How is it bor? Rashi's mazal. What's mituvay? Shema ma'it tagmulei shal makim. He's ma'it the chesed that Hashem's giving. The mashmit davar mu'it kadei chayav, and that's it. Hashem king tamachacham. You know what a tamachacham is? Doesn't just Hashem just gives him enough? He's ma'at Hashem gives him all around, surrounded by toiv v'kadosh baruch hu. A bor says, okay, Hashem gave me this and that, and Rishon would have chocolate and sized chocolate ice cream and top of the ice cream with cake ice cream and with bananas and split, and so many different things. Okay, I didn't have that. All I had was a wafer. So, and Avoba used to say that a person, you could tell how a person eats, how he benches. If he eats with his head, so the benching is a benching. Benching is kivush Hashem. Eats with his stomach, then the benching is, not such a good benching. So, a person just has to be open his eyes and realize that the Tava Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I understand that, like, you ask someone asks, how are you doing? He says, I can't complain. That's a shrach. Can't complain. What is it? Can't complain? That's them, you should complain. But today, you don't have anything to complain about, so therefore you're not complaining. That's when you talk, as the person talks. You have to say, Baruch Hashem, I have so much. Tuesday's chicken and Wednesday's schnitzel and air conditioner. I remember when I learned in this Beis Medrash, the first time, after the first month, didn't have any air conditioner. We were sitting in class, Mechavrusa, and everybody sat here. We were trickling with sweat. And it was a nice feeling of sweat. Couldn't breathe here, come on. It was mamish. Baruch Hashem, we have air conditioner, and it's kavaldik. Have mamish. Rigmil said that in Europe, you want to tell what is the most of, what's Olam Haba? So they say, a Vilna Shas, a nice candle. And that's the Olam Haba. And Baruch Hashem, we have more than that. We have everything. So we have to just open our eyes and thank Hashem for everything He's giving us. Rav Gimel says, Zecher Rav Tuva Chayabiyu, which means that Tuva Chayabiyu means that the Toiva of Akash Baruch Hu is flowing. It's constantly flowing. We just have to realize that it's overflowing, like a Neveah. Neveah is a spring flowing. So Tuva Chayabiyu is that Hashem's Toiv is constantly flowing and flowing and flowing. The only problem is that in the cup that's overflowing is a hole in the bottom. And it's constantly leaking out through the bottom, and we don't realize that it doesn't get the flow because we're constantly looking at the chesroinus and not recognizing all the toiva that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. And the way to work on it, Rav Gimel says, is that you take one, two, three brachas a day and focus on those brachas. Or Mavish Harumim, or Pekeach Ivrim, or Birchas Hanenin, just to focus on small things, because to take, say, I'm going to make for now all brachas with kavana, it means you're not going to make any brachas with kavana. But a little bit machshava enhances the awareness and causes the person to have more simcha because of the things that he has. And there's a famous maisa that Chananya Chalak runs Eidim Metzion. A couple pieces of maisa 10 years ago. So he had a gevir from Belgium come to him, and he spoke to him in his masad, in the office over there, and he took him to the Meir, to the Kaisel, and they saw someone crying. And So someone saying, so Ezer Mitzion, we have medical expenses, medical things we can take care of him, and you have the money, so let's go over to him and ask him. So I walked over to him, they said, you know, Rabbi Yid, if you want, we saw Mamish, you're crying like a bleed, Mamish non-stop crying. What's the shot? Says nothing. Says, what's going on over here? So he says, Baruch Hashem, everything's great. So why are you crying? He says, last night, I married off our youngest child, the 10th child. And I came to the Kozel tonight to thank Hashem, to daven to Hashem, that I was zeicha to be here, to be alive, to marry off my youngest child. And that's why I was crying. Like the Gemara says, Shir Shirin, that Kibi says, Shir Shirin, Mariv Dvekas, Mariv Ava Kosh Baruch Hu. This is a higher Madrega. We're not talking about someone in this generation, that he realized that Tava Kosh Baruch Hu so much that it brought tears of Kirvas Hashem. So that is one of the things, that's Tachas of Eretz Yisrael, that we're Mitzapa, that it should happen, that we should have Kuloi Toiv, in order that we should be able to be thank Hashem with Bli Gvul. But Avada, while we're here and we don't have it, there is Tremendous Hatava also. And we sign with in the Kina Lamazayin, we say on Tisha B'Av, speaks about the Gashmis of Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Min Eden Mokrin Koyoker Yotzen Arecha, that in Eretz Yisrael, that from Gan Eden comes all of the Naharis of Eretz Yisrael. Holoi Ki Yaretz Advash HaYurecha, the Yaretz Advash, your arm, the forest are like Yaretz Advash. And then it says, "Boch kel levadoi ve'im biltoi." Only you, Hashem, no one else. V'yotze shemecha. When we see all these hatava, these gashmis, the hatava that Kosh Baruch gives us, and ad ki elokim emes noide b'sharecha. That once we see that so much Hashem is giving us, then we'll be noide b'sharecha. Means we'll sing out in all the Eretz Yisrael to let it be known that Kosh Baruch Hu is the native Hagadol. And Taka, if we work on these things, the Kosh Baruch Hu will see that we Taka, one of them is carved through the Tava, and we'll be zecha to have the Emes HaTava.